This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Lauren.
Ooh, Lauren, I'm so sorry. Let me try this one more time. Give me that again. You're on now. You're good.
Oh, okay, good.
Hi, Lauren.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Perfect. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
All right, so, of course, you can bring up anything you want. There are a couple of news pieces, obviously, that we always bring to the table here, and one of them is an update on the elderly gentleman, the 90-year-old preacher. You may recall we talked about this, I think it was last week. It wasn't very long ago, where this older gentleman is feeding people, and he's doing it without asking the government's permission. In fact, he's done it for the last about a quarter century of his life. He started doing it after his wife died many years ago, like 24, 25 years ago, and has been doing it consistently, going out weekly, from what I understand, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, feeding homeless people or anybody else who walks up and wants to help themselves. And it's an amazing level of service to his fellow man. Whether or not you agree with feeding homeless people, because some people, you know, homelessness can be controversial, I guess. Mark, you, I think, have kind of changed how you feel about the homeless over the years. I remember you being pretty nasty towards them in past years on Free Talk Live, but now you donate regularly to the local homeless shelter.
Well, I think that what I'm trying to do is help people who are in those circumstances, yes. But there are people chronically in those circumstances that I think that, you know, that it's very difficult for society to deal with, and one of the problems is sort of, public property. How would you keep somebody who is a nuisance off of public property?
Well, and this is
a tragedy. Homeless can be very much a nuisance to doing business.
And really, that is what this issue in Fort Lauderdale is really all about. I mean, that's, of course, the news media isn't portraying it in that way. But ultimately, it is a public property tragedy of the commons situation where you've got this older gentleman and his assistants, his co-pastors. I don't know how old they are, but I imagine they're a little younger. He's 90. Who come out, they set up tables in public parks and things like that. The most recent entry was the beach, actually, in Fort Lauderdale. So public places, typically, and they will feed people, whoever comes by. Some people would look at that and say that it's attracting the wrong crowd, that you're basically getting vagrants, winos, dopers, all these kind of people to the park. That could put children in jeopardy or something like that. There's, I'm sure, an argument against this. And ultimately, it does come down to this is public property. If it's public property, then you've got this tragedy of the commons, which, you know, Lauren, how do you define a tragedy of the commons? You familiar with it?
Not completely.
So
no, I'll let you explain it.
It's like you're having a substitute teacher just call on you randomly out of the blue.
Well, you know, I figured that you'd have heard of this one, so I'm glad to know that we're bringing some
new information. That there's things I don't know.
Well, that's why we explain things.
We're bringing new information to the table tonight. So, tragedy of the commons is the idea that, you know, things go real bad when you've got this shared property. In that, you know, if nobody owns it, then it's treated as though nobody owns it. Like, it's common for government parks to have litter in them more often, perhaps, than a private park might, because nobody really owns it. They don't have the same interest in taking care of it like a private owner might. And so there's that. And then, of course, everybody's at loggerheads as to how to actually, you know, appropriate those resources.
Right.
How
well,
to
when you think about
it,
if there's a park and I'm a nudist and I have to pay for the upkeep of the park, and then you're some kind of prude, We both have to decide how we're going to go about using this park. I want to be able to walk around in the buff in my park because I had to pay for it. And you, on the other hand, would, you know, everybody should wear turtlenecks and footies, footy pajamas, whatever it is that they want. This is the confusion that goes on. And this is why it's a problem to make everybody pay for something.
It's kind of like a paradox in a way, Lauren, because, you know, on one hand, if no one owns it, you know, then, or if everybody owns it, well, first of all, I guess what's true about Tragedy of the Commons or about public property is that everyone owns it and no one owns it all at the same time, right? Because if you are in the park and you're doing something that you enjoy but somebody else doesn't like what you're doing, then they can sort of occupy that space. And because you don't own it, you can't tell that person to leave. They also can't tell you to leave. And it results in some very strange conflicts that wouldn't exist on private property, because a private property owner can set the rules for that private property. And, of course, with government property, it's ostensibly public, which should mean that it's owned by everyone, but at the same time, the government guys are the ones who control it.
Yeah, it's a strange phenomenon how public property has actually less freedom than private property. I find that quite amazing.
Well, what do you mean by that when you say it has less freedom?
So when a private owner sets the rules, you're able to do all the things that aren't, you know, against the rules. Versus public property, which you can't actually know the rules until, you know, because there are always new rules. If somebody doesn't like what you're doing, they can, you know, create a rule and they can push legislation so that you can't do that thing in that location.
Well,
so there's even less freedom.
I don't know if what you're saying is true there. I mean, I think it could be true in some circumstances, but there's no reason why a private park couldn't have more rules than a government park.
Well, yeah, but that's just it, is that the rules aren't set. I mean,
on private parks, sure.
There's always these instances where someone can call a policeman and say, you know, this person's doing this and there's no rule against it, but the policeman can still come over and tell you to stop because they own it. So they can make a decision right then and there.
Well, yeah. Well, so could a private property owner. I mean, if you have private property and you haven't figured out what all the people are going to do on that property,
yeah,
you
but
need
normally,
to make a rule in an instant. You have that ability.
Normally, if you're on private property, you've been invited on it. And so, you know, normally
that's
you have a relationship.
That's also not necessarily true, right? Like, a lot of private property is open to the public. I mean, when you go to 7-Eleven, you haven't been invited.
But that's an
there.
Invitation. If it's open to the public, that's an invitation. It's a standing invitation.
Okay, that's not exactly – I wouldn't really call opening something to the public the same as sending out an invitation to people to tell them to come. I guess if you're
if you open your doors to your store and somebody wants to walk in and you know, make a big ruckus, then you can kick them out. If you invite somebody to your party at your home, you can invite people, but when they show up and they make a big ruckus, you can still kick them out. There's really no difference between opening your door to the public and sending out an invitation.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I just don't really consider that to be sending out an invitation when you open a door.
Call it an open invitation if it makes you feel better.
Okay. So, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to talk about the Tragedy of the Commons. But the idea being generally, and I don't know if I've done a great job of explaining it, Mark. Do you feel like there's something you could add in there?
Well, I think that if you consider for a second there are wild animals on a nature preserve that people are allowed to hunt, and they're allowed to hunt them without licensure. So they're just allowed to hunt to their heart's content as much as they want to eat or whatever. You will find that those animals diminish rapidly, and there's not enough for everybody. However, when you have a farm and a person raises, you know, the same type of animal, whatever type of animal it is that's roaming free, then that animal will be managed because it is owned by somebody and they care about hopefully they care about the care of it, but they certainly care about the number of animals that they have, and they manage that number. They decide how many of the females they're going to keep for breeding and how many are going to go for slaughter, that kind of thing.
So in this case, you've got Tragedy of the Commons with the older gentleman in Florida who has been feeding people for decades. It just became illegal for him to do that, for anybody to feed a group of people in a public park in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is not uncommon these days. There's a law like that in Orlando. There were arrests of the Food Not Bombs folks there a couple years back in Orlando. We reported on that. So this isn't just happening in Florida. It's just that's where the news is coming from at the moment. But this guy would like to use the park, as his venue to feed homeless people. Other people, like the mayor and the other muckety-mucks in City Hall, they don't want him using the park for that reason, and they're willing to make trouble over it because they're the ones who can legally do that. So we'll tell you about what's happening there now, what the latest is, because he's been arrested twice for feeding people, and he's gone back out now a third time. As he continues his civil disobedience, we'll give you more details coming up, 855-453. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. Plus, coming up, Secession.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. freetalklive.com.
Do you have Bitcoin? Do you need a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for from their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer, but obviously if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com.
All right, so you can bring up whatever you want. As we continue here, we'll give you more on what happened or what's happening in Fort Lauderdale. InfoWars has posted an update on World War II veteran Arnold Abbott defying authorities yet again last night to feed the homeless on a beach in Fort Lauderdale as police issued the 90-year-old with a third citation for violating a newly passed ordinance. Officers approached Abbott and told him the citation would be sent by mail, and they did not stop him from continuing to serve food. Now, in one of the last arrests, he also was not stopped from serving. They actually allowed him to complete serving the food. Then they took him over to the police car where they wrote him a citation on the spot. I don't think they placed him in handcuffs. Maybe the first time. I have not seen video of the first supposed arrest, but I'm thinking that's the only time. If there was one time where they actually put him in handcuffs and booked him somewhere, it was the first time, and it seems like ever since then they have been backing off, the second time being that they just took him over to the cruiser and wrote him a citation
yeah.
after feeding everybody, and then this time they just basically said, Mr. Abbott, we're going to be sending you the citation in the mail. And then that was it. So they made less of a scene this time, which
Wise.
Is a smart. Right, it's a smart move on their case to try to protect their legitimacy, which is basically being eroded every moment that they mess with this old gentleman.
So the story's sure to point out that he's a World War II veteran.
That's correct.
Why do you think they're doing that?
I don't know.
He's a morally superior individual because he's fought in World War II.
Well, you could certainly intimate that.
I'm just wondering. I mean, it certainly tells his age to some extent, right?
He is old, 90 years old. Abbott, who has been
shooting. Okay, I guess this is my question. Should a 35-year-old woman who's serving food in a park, who hasn't served in World War II,
mm-hmm.
hasn't served in the military at all, and isn't, you know, old, should it matter? Should that person be hassled by the police for serving food?
Of course not.
I know that's not what you think.
Yeah.
It's just that my thought process here is we're speaking down to the public when we talk about these things unless you bring it up. And I think it's important to bring up that the fact that this guy is 90 years old and the fact that he fought in World War II really has nothing to do with him feeding the homeless. And
well, you're right about that, but he has associates, right? So I don't know how old they are, but he does have co-pastors who've gone out to assist him in the servings. I believe they were arrested the first time around as well. So he's not the only one who's being targeted here. He's just, sorry, he's a more interesting target. I mean, people are more apt, and I think the reason why they're mentioning that he was in World War II is because the news media knows that people in America, they have a respect for
they saw
for that
Saving Private
kind of
Ryan.
Thing. And that's why people get all, they get all interested in things like Veterans Day or whatever. I mean, we tore that apart the other night on the air, and that's certainly a conversation we can have again and will have again at some point. But I don't blame the news media for revealing information about this man to make a more interesting story. It's more likely that people are going to be interested in a 90-year-old man being arrested, regardless of whether or not he's a World War II veteran, than the 35-year-old who is helping him set up the tables and also helping him serve food.
In this case, I don't blame the media. I don't blame us. I don't blame the old man. I blame the audience. I blame the audience for, just human nature for being lazy when it comes to the consumption of news stories and, that sort of thing. That's what bothers me.
Well, okay, but at the same time, it also sort of the idea that was in World War II conveys the message that he fought for the freedoms in this country, or at least that's what he thought, maybe, at the time. He fought for these freedoms, and now look what's happening to him. I mean, there's that sort of juxtaposition of, he's not so free after all, I guess.
Okay.
It's one way you can look at it. The toll-free number here, if you'd like to share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. Abbott told Local 10, who did a news report on this, quote, "I'm not interested in playing games." He's been feeding the homeless for 23 years and previously won a lawsuit in the year 2000 which overturned a ban on feeding homeless people on the beach. An outcome authorities claim is superseded by a new city ordinance which prohibits the sharing of food. He added, quote, "My feeling is the police don't want to do what they're being asked to. They're instructed to do so. I think they feel embarrassed giving more citations." Mayor Jack Seiler has said that Abbott will be arrested if he continues to defy the ordinance. The 90-year-old,
that'll solve everything.
Other members of his organization called Love Thy Neighbor face a fine and 60 days in
That's
jail.
Right. Arrest the 90-year-old World War II vet that feeds the homeless people in the park and runs the organization called Love Thy Neighbor.
So you can, of course, comment here. I've got the Local 10 report from that InfoWars posted here. I'll roll that now.
The one and only Local 10 News starts right now.
23 years of feeding the homeless.
Are you going to feed them tonight?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
You want to help the homeless? You can't just simply have them fed on the streets.
That's the mayor who's talking there.
Challenging an ordinance that's just 22 days old.
We filed a citation contempt charge against the city of Fort Lauderdale today.
Let's all eat today!
As the feeding fight reaches new heights.
Today, the city offering a prime location for tonight's feeding, but it was turned down.
Instead, 90-year-old Arnold Abbott remained defiant, serving the homeless while cops served him another citation.
So he's getting a spot to serve them, but he wants to serve them in the spot that he wants to serve them.
Damn right. And why shouldn't he?
Well, once again, we're in the problem with the public property. If he wants to serve homeless people on public property, and, you know, all of these people, the homeless people and this individual, are all taxed in whatever the way they're taxed, and so they should be able to do what they want on public property. But if this was private property, I don't want somebody feeding homeless people on my property. I'd kick them off.
Let's go to Jake. He's in St. George. We'll continue with the news report here in a moment. Jake, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I think the relevance in the World War II vet is that, that was back when wars were actually fought for our freedom. I know that you guys really don't agree with the whole war scenario altogether, but I do believe that there was a time when there was a purpose to wars. And so here's a man who fought for our freedom, actually, when we used to do that, and now he's being oppressed by the country who he fought for those freedoms for.
Well, that's an interesting story, but I don't know if I agree with it. Hang on, Jake. We can bring you back here in a moment. I'd like to know which freedoms he was fighting for in World War II. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you hear. We'll continue with the World War II vet feeding the homeless. Come on.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Those toll free numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need to go and get their app right now. It's available for free at proxpn.com/FTL. They encrypt your data connection, meaning that your ISP will no longer be able to know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Even Linux users can get it set up and operational relatively simply. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do it all for just about $5 a month with this discount code. It's FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50, and that gets you 50% off of the price of their annual account. Plus, you can save even more with code FTLBTC. Paying with Bitcoin, you'll get 62% off the price of the annual account with that code. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And they don't keep records of your online habits at all. So those codes, again, FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Jake is back with us here in St. George. Jake, you said that World War II, World War I, these were back
No, he said World War II.
Okay, I thought you meant both world wars. So please correct me if I'm wrong, Jake. So you said these wars were about freedom. The people that were fighting them were fighting for freedom. And I was just wondering, how did you feel about World War One? Since Mark seems to think one way. And what are your thoughts on what freedoms they were fighting for?
Back in the day, the war, there was a purpose for them. There was actually people who were trying to come and rise up against us. I think those days are long gone. No one is coming after the United States. They may, come after.
When was the last good war?
When
was the last good war in your mind?
I'm no historian, but I would have to say probably World War II. Would be one of the last few that were actually.
Who was coming after the United States in World War One?
I'm not as familiar with World War One as I am with World War Two.
Who was coming after the United States in World War Two? Who was coming after the U.S.? Germany? No.
Actually, Germany didn't declare war on the United States until after, I believe, the United States declared war on Japan.
Yeah. Did you know about why Pearl Harbor was hit back in the day? Would it surprise you to find out? Would it surprise you to find out that President Roosevelt, I think it was at that time, that he basically manipulated the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor to give the United States an excuse to get into the war? Would that surprise you?
No, I thought we were fighting over there long before it came here.
No, we weren't allowed to enter the war. The U.S. was American.
I wasn't fighting, by the way.
I'm sorry. The U.S. government couldn't get involved in the war because Americans, in majority, were against the war. So it would have been a very unpopular decision.
Even Woodrow Wilson in 1917, or somewhere around there, he was running on a campaign of keeping the U.S. out of war. He was elected on a campaign of keeping the U.S. out of World War One, and yet he brought the U.S. into the war. So, yeah, Americans for a long time have been very much against
war. I'm getting confused
war.
On what, which one. Are we talking about World War One or World War Two
both.
Here?
We're sort of switching back and forth.
Well, that can get very difficult for people, especially with the similarity of the sounds of the name. So I think that World War II is probably widely considered to be the most righteous war in U.S. history besides the Revolutionary War. The reason for that is that there were some horrifying things that were going on with Jews and Chinese from, the Axis powers. And,
But that what was happening to the Jewish people wasn't revealed until later, after the U.S. had gotten involved.
There was a Life magazine expose on it, but you really should – all the Western powers should be held responsible for the fact that they turned away Jews who were trying to immigrate from these countries. And they could have saved the lives of these people if that's what they had wanted to do, but they had no interest in that. And so to shuck all the Jew-hating onto the Nazis is really rather unfair.
Jake, your thoughts?
I would agree. It's always easier to look back and say, which is the perspective that most people are taught in school, is to be able to look back and say, okay, the Nazis, they were treating the Jews unfairly. Well, they were killing them, slaughtering them. But so that there was all these other things going on. And as of the reality, the mindset at the time, I don't know what that was. I don't know how Americans felt about the war. We can only look back and say, this is what we believe was going on. To look back, though, I agree that it was one of the wars that we fought that most people feel pretty good about.
Well, that's because of propaganda, right? Like, people feel a certain way because they've been propagandized about it. As Lauren pointed out, people were against the idea of getting into World War II. But then when Pearl Harbor happened, all of a sudden a lot of people changed their minds about that for obvious reasons. And so it shouldn't surprise anybody to find out that it was actually sort of the maneuvering of the administration at the time.
There's the McCullough memo, if anyone wants to look it up. And it shows that, at the very least, Roosevelt had access to information that people in the military were trying to figure out ways to go to war with Japan, and basically they decided that an attack they'd have to prompt an attack to get
it
to that.
Yeah, and this is not just I know that there's people out there that talk about conspiracy theories and things, but this is not one of those things.
Oh, that memo's real.
This is widely accepted by almost every historian.
Yeah, the question really comes down with the McCullough memo is, was Roosevelt for it? Because we really don't have him saying, yes, try to get Japan to attack Pearl Harbor or something like that.
Well, somebody, and I imagine it was Roosevelt, put those sanctions on Japan where, I guess not really sanctions is the right word, but
it was the blockade.
The blockade where they prevented oil from coming to the country.
The U.S. is the oil.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe the United States actually owns oil rather than the companies that took it out of the ground, that was the case. This is difficult. I don't take a position on whether or not the United States should have gone to war in World War II. My position is the United States government put themselves into this problem 20 years before that with getting into World War I. The United States' entry into World War I caused the rise of communism, and it caused the rise of Nazism. These things... It doesn't take much historical knowledge to say, guess that's the case.
Jake, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I just I'm always intrigued by the way that we keep repeating the cycle. So and here we are, now we've got ISIS rising up, and who do we have to blame?
Right, and I think ISIS is a really good analog to what's going on with what went on with World War II. So, you know, the United States intervenes in Middle Eastern policy in several times over the course of a couple of decades, and then you have the rise of this pretty evil organization lopping the heads off of people. And, they're going to have to ride in on a white horse and save everybody. And look, a righteous war. And it's nonsense because, the U.S.'s policy in the Middle East caused this to some extent in the first place.
Thanks, Jake, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
I'd love for you to repeat every one of the profoundly stupid questions you asked a previous caller who had no mental acumen to be able to answer them. But I quickly should like to say to Mark's point about ISIS, their genesis was Syria. We're the United States of America has never had a military presence in your entire lifetime, nor any of those lifetimes of any people you know. To blame United States being attacked by the Japanese High Military Command in Pearl Harbor on the McCullough memo, or anybody else other than to blame the Japs, is disgusting and insulting.
I didn't do that. All I said was you can read the McCullough memo for yourself. I don't think you've got a problem, James,
with
me telling the listeners to go out and do a little history reading.
Thanks, James. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Certainly, the people who attacked Pearl Harbor are responsible for their actions, but there's also a real strong argument that they were maneuvered into taking those actions through the aggressive stance of the United States federal government.
I don't have any love for the Japanese Empire.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here and bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A discussion about an older gentleman, 90 years old, feeding the hungry in Fort Lauderdale, being arrested and then ultimately cited a second and third time for feeding the homeless. That led into a conversation about World War II, because he's a World War II veteran and World War I, and you're welcome to comment on anything you'd like here. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. 90-year-old Arnold Abbott has defied the government goons once again down in Fort Lauderdale and has racked up his now third citation for violating a freshly passed city ordinance. The story here from Local 10 News. We're going to continue the audio.
Carlos Suarez is live in Fort Lauderdale now with our top story tonight.
Lori and Calvin Abbott brought food as well as a court filing saying the city is violating a ruling that was made by a court back in 2000 that says the feeding can take place here. Now, with that motion in hand, the tables went up and dinner was served.
We're asking you, please, under city ordinance...
Under the threat of another citation, Chef Arnold Abbott went about serving...
We're asking you, please.
That's right.
Under the threat of a citation.
That's how they do things,
that's,
you know.
That's not a request.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's
yeah,
not
that
asking.
Was what we were talking about earlier before the show.
Now, that would be a good time for the gentleman to talk back to the officer and clarify. You're not actually asking. You're demanding, and you're going to put me in a cage if I don't do what you say, right? And, you know, make it real clear what
this is what
to
I
do.
Would do as the officer is, look, this is what I've been charged to do. This is what my bosses have said that I've got to do. Mm-hmm. Here's what you've got to do, and here's what the punishment's going to be. And what I'm asking you is, please, sir, I don't want to have to do this. I'm begging you. don't make me do this.
How can, I mean, the only question that comes to my mind when I think of this situation, how can someone actually go up to someone trying to feed homeless people, trying to do a kind thing out of the generosity of their own heart, come up to them and slap them with a fine? I mean, you gotta really, I mean, is he not taking a hard look into
his own soul?
His own soul, into who he is as a person, that he would get involved in a field
where
they would threaten people for doing kind things for other people?
Yeah, and by the way, Mark, the way you phrased that would be the way a cop would phrase it, but it's not an accurate thing to say that the old man is making the cop arrest him. That cop's arresting him on his own volition. That cop's arresting him, or excuse me, in this case, writing him a citation.
He could quit.
He could quit. He could also tell his bosses no. He could tell his superiors, no, I'm not going to participate in this.
Yeah,
this
there are
ridiculous
laws actually protecting him if he said no.
Well, I would be interested to know exactly what that would be like if he said no. But
he might be demoted. He might be taken off the
day
shift.
It ain't gonna be pretty. And you know, just consider how many evil things have been done in the course of human history over paying the mortgage.
You know, if we all stood up, there would be no one left to go and kick this man off the property.
Yeah, but we're not asking everybody to stand up. We're asking this cop to stand up.
Yeah, but if nobody at that precinct and no cop would go and actually give him a citation,
what would
they do then?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That would
do nothing. That's just it, is that when everyone stands up against evil, there is no more evil.
Right, so please stop blaming the activists for making the police do something. I don't know if that's what you were intending to do, Mark, but that is what...
I'm sure that's what the police officer feels like.
That is ultimately what...
Okay,
I'm sure that is his feeling.
He's stuck with two really unpleasant situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defying his boss or arresting this poor old guy. And
one of them will result in less personal damage to the officer.
Right.
Welcome to the beauty of subjectivism.
Well, and he's got a family to... I'm sure he's got a family to feed, or... You know, the mortgage to pay and all these things. So he feels a great deal of pressure, probably from both sides.
Right. It's not like his family's going to be out on the streets. He's probably collecting a sweet 70 grand a year to be a cop down in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
With benefits, it can be significantly
90,
higher.
Yeah, something like that. So we continue with the audio here as the officer is gently threatening the man in front of a large crowd of people.
A warm plate of food for the homeless who gathered on Fort Lauderdale Beach. The 90-year-old even tried to break bread with the officers who were there to stop him.
No, thank you, sir. I appreciate the offer.
And with that, officers told Abbott he would receive a citation by mail, but that he could get back to the work he's done for the less fortunate for years.
What does this meal mean to you?
Now, there's going to interview some of the homeless people here, but this is, you know, very strikingly different in how the police are approaching this as opposed to what was done in Orlando, what, about 2 years ago, I would guess. We were talking in detail about Food Not Bombs was arrested. Some of their folks were arrested multiple times, and what was happening there was they would show up in a park, they'd set up, feed people, and during the feeding, they would be arrested. And then after that, then another batch of folks, different people, not the first folks who were arrested, but other folks from Food Not Bombs, would come out the next, you know, 2 days later, and they would set up, and then they would get arrested. And they actually were handcuffing people in front of witnesses on video and taking them out in a paddy wagon. So Fort Lauderdale is definitely approaching it from a much better, like, protect CYA kind of stance, protect themselves from destroying their legitimacy. But they're still obviously hurting their legitimacy because this is very, very newsworthy what they're doing here.
You know, Ian, I got to take this opportunity to point this out because I know that objectivism and objectivists get a bad name for being, you know, selfish, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
They're considered people that don't care about other people. And this is normally coming from people who support institutions like the police, who prevent people from doing good things, when objectivists oppose these kind of institutions and oppose limits on charity and oppose these kind of limitations that prevent people from doing good things to people. So, I mean, I think the whole entire thing is completely ironic. If you support the state and you're insulting objectivists for being cold-hearted, then you need to take a deep, deep look into yourself.
It means thank you, God, that my stomach has something to eat, because we've been on the street for too long, and it's someplace you know he's going to be to eat.
Abbott was also reminded of two nearby locations where the city said he could feed the homeless and not break the law. Two sites, including a church that agreed the feeding could take place there, but not every week.
Okay, great. So he can feed the homeless every now and then, but not as often as he'd like to if he goes with that deal.
And the difficulty is if you move the spot, that it's not like homeless people have their little homeless beepers that go off and tell them where they have to go to get fed. You know, they have the expectation they're going to go to this park. That's a difficult situation. Also, I believe he had a court order saying from the past that he could feed in the park.
Now, yeah, they've now sued as a result.
Yeah, now the city has changed their sort of said, you know, here's another spot you can do it, and because they believe that because they provided another spot that you know, that they're now absolved what of the court order is.
And the only reason they're doing that is so that they don't look bad.
Oh,
this,
absolutely.
I mean, this has nothing to do with kindness. I mean, how can somebody seriously stand there and try and limit a voluntary action between two people? I don't understand.
They're
that.
Just monsters. I mean, they're doing
they
terrible
are.
Things.
They are. They're monsters.
Well, I wouldn't. Okay, so there's another side to this. The homeowners that live near this park, right?
Well, I don't know. The only people you ever hear from are
but
the
this
mayor.
Is public property. That's, this isn't their property.
Agreed. So consider for a second. You buy a house that's viewing that looks over a very pretty park where you imagine your kids are going to be. You don't know that every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. or whatever time this gentleman goes out there, that there are hordes of homeless people milling about, some of which are defecating in the bushes or doing whatever it is that they're doing, right? And this was the story in Sarasota, Florida.
I don't know
what was going on, but that was the claim. And I can imagine this kind of tough. I looked at a home that was in Sarasota, Florida, when this was going on 10 years ago. I looked at a home that was right next to the park where people were doing some homeless feeding, and it was the neighbors that were upset, and they were using the force of the local government to prevent this from happening. This is the difficulty here.
Buyer beware, man. Don't buy property next to public property if you're worried about tragedy of the commons and what people are going to do on that public property.
These people, if that's really what they're doing, they need to take a hard look at themselves.
Some people don't like any large group of people. Like, if the Little League game was going to go to the park and have a game, there's probably some grumpy old people that don't like the kids running around. Get our kids out of here! You know, there's always going to be somebody who is upset.
There's always going to be somebody upset
by how another person decides to use the public, so-called public property. We continue with more audio from local Tim.
My feeling is that the police do not want to do what they're asked to do. They're instructed to do. I think they feel actually embarrassed by having to keep giving citations.
Earlier in the day, protesters gathered.
Now, protesters outside of the mayor's house, as you're about to hear, the shot includes what appear to be a few dozen people carrying very bright colors.
Wow, to get a few dozen people out to a protest is difficult.
And in front of the mayor's home.
Yeah, we live among activists, and it's still difficult.
at a city official's house.
Well, Fort Lauderdale is not a small place either. I mean, there are a lot of people who are paying attention to this issue, and they're very upset about it. But this tactic is very familiar. We've done it here in Keene and gotten a lot of heat over it. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Hour 2's next. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.